Title: Subpressure Jungle Intro. Humanize and arrange in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build a subpressure style jungle intro in Ableton Live 12. That dark, rolling, pressurized moment before the drop, where the groove feels human, like hands on pads, not like you dragged in a loop and called it a day. This is an intermediate lesson, so I'm going to assume you're comfortable slicing breaks, editing MIDI, and doing basic automation. The focus today is groove and arrangement, micro timing, velocity, swing, and controlled variation that makes a 16 to 32 bar intro feel alive. First, quick session setup. Set your tempo in the 170 to 174 range. I like 172 for this. Keep it 4/4. Create 3 groups so you stay organized. One for drums intro, one for bass bed, and one for FX or atmosphere. Now set your global quantes to 1 bar while arranging, because you'll be moving clips around and you want that clean. But when you start editing fills, switch to 1/16 so you can do quick surgical changes without fighting the grid. Cool. Step 1. Build a jungle break foundation that's clean and controllable. Make a MIDI track and load a drum rack. If you've got a break loop audio file, drop it into Simpler first. Switch Simpler to Slice mode, Slice by Transient, and then use Slice to Drum Rack. Now you've got pads you can program like a kit, which is perfect for controlled edits. Before we humanize anything, make a simple 2-bar pattern that already works. Think of anchors. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4 is your main reference, then sprinkle 1 or 2 ghost hits per bar. Keep it simple. The point is, if the pattern doesn't groove when it's straight, humanize won't save it. It'll just become a messy version of something that wasn't working. Now do a quick pre-clean on the break. At EQ 8, high pass gently around 25 to 35 Hz, just to remove useless rumble. If there's a nasty ring or harshness, it often lives somewhere around 2 to 5 kHz, so do a narrow cut only if you actually hear it. Then add saturator with soft clip-on. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. Subtle. Jungle breaks get ugly fast if you cook them too early. We want attitude, not fried transients. Next, humanize timing, but keep it tight enough for drum and bass impact. Before you touch grooves, decide what human means. In this style, the relationship between the backbeat and the hat sells the feel. You generally want the main snare to stay pretty grid consistent, or very close, and let the supporting hits do the push and pull. If your snare drifts around, the whole thing starts feeling like a bad time stretch instead of a vibe. Let's start with the fast musical method. Groove pool. Open the groove pool in Live. Try swing 16-55 if you want classic swing, or MPC 16 swing if you want a slightly more hip-hop lean that can feel amazing in jungle intros. Drag the groove onto your break clip, then set a sensible starting point, timing around 10-25%, velocity 5-15%, random 2-6%. Keep random small. You're not trying to generate chaos, you're trying to introduce life. And here is a big workflow tip. Don't commit the groove yet. Leave it uncommitted until your arrangement is locked. Committing too early can trap you into re-editing later. Now the more sub-pressure move. Micro nudges. Go into your 2-bar clip and pick only a few hits. Nudge some ghost hats or ghost snares slightly late, like plus 5 to 15 milliseconds. That late feel can create depth and head nod without making the groove collapse. Then, occasionally, push a kick slightly early, like minus 3 to minus 8 milliseconds. That creates urgency. Use it sparingly. It's like adding a little forward lean. And I want you to start thinking of track delay as a depth fader, not a fix. If you're nudging dozens of notes, stop. Try offsetting layers instead. For example, put your top hats or rides at plus 6 to plus 12 milliseconds so they sit behind. Ghost snares can be plus 2 to plus 6 milliseconds for a lazy swing. Keep kicks and the main snare at 0 milliseconds as your anchor. Then do only a few manual nudges for personality. Next, velocity humanization. This is where the pressure actually lives. Select your hats and ghost hits and shape them like a drummer. Main snares, roughly 95 to 115. Ghost snares, 25 to 60. Hats, 40 to 85 with gentle variation. But here's the teacher note that changes everything. Pair sound played, random sounds programmed. So instead of letting everything be random, create intentional relationships. If you do a flam, make it loud then softer, or softer then loud if you want more of a drag feel. If there's a ghost right before the snare, think soft to loud. If you do double hats, think medium to slightly louder. Those little two notes sentences read as intention, not dice roll. You can use Live 12 velocity tools in the clip editor for small variation, or use MIDI transform humanize, but apply it lightly. The moment every hit gets treated equally, you lose the drummer illusion. Also, due some clip gain staging inside the drum rack, break slices can be wildly different levels. If one slice is way louder, your compressor will overreact every time it hits, and you'll think your groove is wrong when it's actually just inconsistent slice volume. Go pad by pad, or adjust simpler volume per slice, so the kit feels balanced before you do any bus processing. Now let's make it dark, that submerged, ominous intro vibe. On the drums intro group, put an auto filter. Set it to low pass. Start the cutoff somewhere like 800 Hz to 2K Hz depending on how muffled you want it. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2 to give it a little throat. Then automate the cutoff opening gradually across 16 bars. This is huge. You can create perceived rise without adding more sounds, just by revealing frequency. Add drum bus next for glue and weight. Drive maybe 5 to 15%. Crunch 0 to 10%. Boom can be powerful but dangerous. If you use it, aim around 20 to 35 Hz and keep the amount low, like 5 to 15%. If your low end suddenly gets out of control, this is often why. Then add glue compressor with gentle settings. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2:1, and aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. You're not smashing, you're holding it together. For space, set up a return track with echo. Use a dotted eighth or a quarter note, feedback around 15 to 30%, and filter it so it stays moody, high pass around 200 to 400 Hz, low pass around 4 to 7K Hz. The goal is depth and darkness, not a washy mess. And use sends. Don't throw reverb and echo inserts on everything. Filtered sends keep your mix clear. Now the sub-pressure bed, minimal but powerful. Predate a MIDI track with wave-eatable. Make it a basic sine sub. One voice. Filter off for very gentle low pass. Play a long root note across 8 or 16 bars, or maybe a two-note tension if your track wants it. Process it simply. EQ8, tiny low shelf boost around 55 to 80 Hz if it needs weight, and a small cut around 150 to 300 Hz if it's muddy. Add saturator with 2 to 5 dB drive and soft clip-on, just to help it translate on smaller speakers. Optionally, sidechain compress it lightly from the break or kick. Ratio 2:1, attack 10 to 30 ms so the transient still feels natural, release 80 to 150 ms. Keep it subtle in the intro. And here's a classic DNB trick. Keep the sub steady, but automate its volume or filter slightly so it breathes with the drums. That's where the pressure starts to feel physical. If you want extra presence without making the real sub louder, duplicate the sub track. On the duplicate, high pass around 120 to 180 Hz, saturate it a bit harder, and run a slow-moving low-pass filter. Blend it very quietly. Now the bass feels present on small speakers, but your true sub stays controlled. Now we arrange. This is where you stop looping and start telling a story. We're aiming for 32 bars, but you can do 16 if you need it. Here's a blueprint. Bars 1 to 8, distant break and atmosphere. Keep the break heavily filtered, around that 1K Hz neighborhood. Keep the sub very low, or even bring it in only around bars 5 to 8. Add vinyl noise or room tone quietly, just to set the scene. Put one impact at bar 1, like a reverse sound with a reverb tail, so the intro has a clear start. Bars 9 to 16, more drum detail, hints of top end. Bring in more hats and ghost notes. Open the drum filter a little every 2 bars. Add a subtle ride loop very quiet, or even just one ride hit per bar, and start doing selective echo throws on certain snare hits. Not every snare. Pick moments that mark structure. Bar 17 to 24, call and response edits. Every 2 bars, change one thing. Swap a snare slice. Add a tiny fill around bar 20. Create a snare flam, 2 hits, second delayed about 10 milliseconds, lower velocity. And introduce a Reese shadow, but keep it filtered and quiet. Think of it as texture between 200 and 400 Hz and up, not as the main bass line. Pressure, not presentation. Bars 25 to 32, pre-drop pressure. Open the drums more, maybe up into 6 to 12 kHz so the air starts showing. Add a riser made from noise into auto filter into reverb. And somewhere around bar 31, create a constraint moment. This is a big one. Remove hats for a bar, or do a half bar mute, or even mono the drum group briefly with utility width to 0 and then snap back. Reducing information right before the drop makes the drop feel bigger without adding anything. Then the last beat, quick snare fill or an amen turnaround style gesture, and cut the reverb tail so it doesn't smear into the drop unless you want that on purpose. One more advanced move, the swing handoff. Keep hats swung, kicks straighter. Then in the last 4 bars, reduce the hat swing amount slightly while you open the filter. It creates a subconscious lock in right before the drop. It's subtle, but it feels pro. Now controlled variation, so loops don't loop. Duplicate your 2-bar break clip across the intro. Then every 4 bars, change only 1 or 2 slice hits, adjust 2 or 3 velocities, and add or remove 1 ghost note. That's it. The intro should feel like it's tightening the screws, not getting randomly busier. If you want probability without probability, here's a clean method. Take your 2-bar clip, duplicate it into 4 bars, and do small plan differences. In bar 2, remove 1 ghost. In bar 3, move 1 ghost a 16th later. In bar 4, keep the ghosts but reduce their velocities by 10 to 20. Now it feels alive, but it's still predictable and mixable. Use clip envelopes for movement without clutter. Automate the auto filter frequency in small amounts. Automate echo send only on specific snare hits for throws. This gives you ear candy that doesn't become constant noise. And try to keep your intro readable by committing to just 3 main automation lanes. 1. The drum group low pass filter opening. 2. The drum group echo or reverb send increasing near transitions. 3. The sub bed level gradually lifting, then doing a tiny dip right before the drop so the drop hits harder.